self-government with no violation of everything, because they are under the elders. The young people are under the elders all the time, and going by their rules. And whoever has violated any of these rules, they have a way to punish them in their own way. So never happen again after that. And to me, it seems like it's better for us to turn the land over to IRE, tribal government, in our own. I'm an advisor here for this Three Gopes Corporation, City Council, and IRE Council. They picked me up for that. And several varieties of voluntary works in different parts. And I know that in the future, our young people, if they learn about the this land thing, they will try to educate themselves and try to go on. If they don't forget, they would think about us and go on what we are doing now here. And I know that if they sell the land, turn over the land to them, the Eskimos are very apt for drinking. Everybody, most of the Eskimos will starve. That's the thing that worries me. We would not live in a monetary system, because we live, the environment here is our lifestyle. And to our health too. I was a victim in 1975 from the airplane crash. And in Anchorage Hospital, my leg was open for 2 years, no infection. And it couldn't heal. They were giving me beef and chicken all the time, because they know that I have been lived on meat most of my life. And I was insisting that they should send me home so I can live on my own sea mammal thing, food that we have. I know that's the only thing that will help me. It sure is, when they send me home, it heals in no time, because I was born to that. Even though they class these young kids after 1971 as non-natives, if it happened like me, nothing will help them, because they are Eskimos, their blood is different. We were born to it and grew up with it. Even if we turn to our white people's diet, we're never satisfied. And it's better for us to what happened? Better for us to keep the land and turn it over to the IRE, Tribal Council, because they have more power than any of the groups here. It's the first time we, the older people, understands about this. And I was glad that most of the older people is here, because they are worrying about the future generation, because we would be no more, and the future generation will live on. Thank you. Ikhwa khanga ko jakaka ipal nga tas nuna dana nuna mun pisak ayarin un qefto ni tag na yakhaw akto yakhan rifil wal ghad iknaq fil wal ghad nga tasla khwa qona attend ara takun ka tama ko ta elder advisor ngod lai kun kisti vikso miteng lai ni sani ayar sta ko tlinga tasla iknaq fil wal Laluram kung uknan rinu kot 1971 mi irnik man na laluram kung on rin suko pinga magtiko panin ng UP walay. Airplane mi ifkara kama ki karit kalre 2 years. Ang kris mi kiyakti kalre nga nakamso sakpanda ni rit kalre nakaksag mong nakapiksag mong nakakakangat nga beef mga chicken. Ano siya ka nga? Ngadu doktor itu aku si kadre yang apikah kan katagis kasunga. Nankin hukum dan kamu yang unik kan mama. Aiba mung samung nuksan mung nukuk mama mesaknilo. Sangan hukum tagi yang ringa. Mulan itu agam mama. Tawa tunga waktu mak utka 1971 kengongan yang ernerat piyak kata. Kwa. Ladoram kung uluki klas ng amk teki nunang ako mktekota. Sangit pinek na ng ngot kayuklak asa kalre kot apot asa ng ulret ladoram kung iknak lre kot nka. O amas ka nunang is kumta. Ang din kapot mo yun ng topik sa kahit ima na sa kalre nunang pandra sa tung salut tung sakose o sa tung sex sa kalre ta. Sumuktak pa natin. Lalurum kum kumung pohti kumiki. Mani kun kiyak na ang rilungukot wasil na uwilang na kapat maan na nago sa kakapat, unguwa sa kakapat, kiyaw sa kakapat. Mani mtaam lugan natin nga kiyaw sa ta, awang ay takalgay kut kayong may kunan rek si huanang iyo mapisakay akito pisakay sa nga tamahami. Lingatas ang linham tamakot puyun risa kumukti kay ako si sapat, pakir na kasutang. Lies kumang ilo sakak kang astawa taga bagil nga ito sa. Ako si sipot na kamik sakak kang it. Ako si yun rito nga ma nunas kak na luta ki nakan huangkuta tukos na kasakay kot kanda ako nakayos kay kot ikwan. Ang lis kat kingoli pot makot avakot apot stoka pot ikfik sakat. Takong ulit nga ito spisuwat knak kapat. Takong inakang.
Thank you very much. My name is Rosa Ulok. Tuk tak langa mana ni alngo naga kodi ni alngo ngatalwa sistem sistem ni ni alngo ngah. Engor ngah abah kota hapet store hapet ni nalgus kahlo ke kuat semua katah tu. Poyakan kau kot kahsreda kayo serena kahsreda. Ikhwa ipap star ngatah sa. Kwa naga sistem tu naiare non kebukan koyak kahlak kahka engkona. Tengo lepot sebo aga sebo ngitni sakalang mo natakan hayo kata ipapstar nga spinapam katam pishatan tawad wanga so nonal gusto kakaklo kikingo lepot kayo sa kongko ta kiyak na andrito ko ito ko nga jimi asikakaw nga huanga tawang inak ungalik na suka ka takon takno halo nga at haka nga nga mamala kang ulo nga falagan kiyakta ko. Iyam si kayo ito nga nga talwani ako lisam ni angayokan ka angayokas ka mani ito ko ka klari naan kon mabag at hasimin ko. Nga ma, kuya nga ako lilagay nga tamngeso habag itakanaan rilingo nga. Pasa ako lilang mong tutuhtapis ng ulihto nga sinabigas mahalag. Kaya nga ako nilagay nga, tawa nga yun, nagtawaan pa nga, nung nalagos kakasuki, awa ko ta kapat, ang din kapat. Kayo sa ipapasta kong kutak, iyak na narito ko, sumaktaka at na narito. Tawa ta nga yun, pa nga, mamihita ka.
Okay, what she basically was saying that...
Do we have a name?
Yeah, her name was Doris Ugluwuk, and she was originally born over at Siberia, but she hardly remembered her days over there, and she spent all of her time here, and that she's proud to be an American is what she said. And basically what she was saying is that she's never testified or spoke in front of anybody before, but she did so today, hoping that her testimony today will help the future generation of young people to come and to keep the land. And she's also supporting Estelle Zivasek and turning over land to the IRA Traditional Council, and that she is very happy that she came up and said her piece today.
Thank you.
I want to introduce myself before I read this short testimony. My name is Brian Rocco Jr. I'm a junior in Seonga High School. In my spare time, I usually go down to the gym and play basketball with my friends. But occasionally, I think about the 1991 issue. One of my areas of concern is how we are going to deal with children born after December 31, 1971. You probably know that the children born after 1971 don't hold shares of our ancestral land. Assuming the afterborns were to infringe upon property holders, we probably would say that we don't want them on our property. If we were to die, we would pass our shares to them. But even then, their shares would be less than those born before December 31, 1971, they would not be able to participate in the economics of village corporations totally, because they would not receive any dividends. Those children who have inherited shares would receive less benefits than those born before December 31, 1971. Generally, inherited shares are distributed to their brothers, sisters, and parents. To me, this is not right and does not conform with the values of beliefs Native peoples have practiced when contrasted with our sharing of meat and other resources. All these possible problems could be disastrous to our people in terms of living together harmoniously. Therefore, I would recommend that changes be made in the ANCSA to include our brothers and sisters in the benefits of our land. Thank you.
Pinoy kinangot ni Brian Rockock Jr. Iyayak Sigungam High School man. Spare time mo may nikiyang gym mo na basketball ya kayo ufto ka ila kumtani so nakakayakto ako ufto. Dawang inak umiyuwa kami kayo ufto at natin ng country na kakangakamang 1991 na misyong eh. At asakta na kiyang umiyuwa kami kakakangan natin na tano ko at asko ka December 31, 1971 ng kingungan ng sayak katang. Tako ng uli si Mag kasi espesyo tano ko at asko ka kingungan ng 1971 ng share ng ilingota nunam ni Man. Amas ka mong uka tukoyak ka ko ni tukoyak ka kong ta wutkutawat ng share po ta tanong ka nun ta ko nun na 71 ng kingungan ng asko ka nun na doon yakalit tawang inak ukawan sutang doon yakakangit ta ko nun tanong ka kamak nun. Nta ko nung talawa ila tararan ang galingota corporation ng taan ka may ilagan na kato na kayukla ka dividend ng nan galingota tako tano ka at shareholder ng unrelingot. Iwer nga nga ka, wat ko inheritance kong tukulo tatunan tikit awa ko tanon igang sakaluki wat ko. Tawat ng liwot ang e, ang liwot muknon, na yaga muknon ang ayo ka muknon, tun ko yakakakang e chair sitang. Singaning ako na itagan ng retok, takon kinkun na limon. Kamakso tingok, sa mga at piyak na ko si takan kami, ang samaskaktikang e, piniranan retot, yunun. Trigin ni Kluta kiyak na kukum tangok, ang sam lilikto si itari na kanan rito, trigin ni kasnan ritin kot, nga mo ka recommend ako ta asang uktas kluki ang sam lilikto si asang ukluki piyuk sam tun hong kot asekts ti kumang itari na kluki.
Thank you very much, Brian.
I've been born Gamble. My name is Jimmy Tully. I've been born Gamble in 1903. Jadi yang ni lupa kecil kena. Yang ada, umi panah kamsi. Siapa yang cepat akut? Yang ada, nuna yang kelinga kapisoko asing akakat. Kayuk saga, wujud bala kaya lah. Yang ada kawas kunge ya cut, inko nama na asyik otak nalu tengok. Inka nga ma, makteng kelinga kapistad sa mga salamong pingayat, salamong kadakpikiyat. Katam ko na, unakakakena akting mga mga takin na kwaga at akhtikayawat. Kayuktak mga mga takhtikak. Inga dala, ang likot, kutin bimang itin kutsiwan sakat Nuna zeerlik naknak itu. Nuna enak sekak nasuk mengarat le. Inko nama nak kek kama nak siwo kambik. Siwo kami asuk kau. Inga dala ngeri loko inga dala. Ula bisak tu iwa. Puwalek siknak. Pungok kialak kangak sakmet. Nakutlon takon ilang. Lingatan ko yung klaw yakt. Matin kiyak sa kone, lingatan la, kangso kaso na isera na yakt. Kiyak sa kone. Matin namin ako akalagay ko't kong kota. Tukulang at sakalagay. Matin, nika nga ma. Ay, arit. Takot so ilang. Nuna mga pekakangay ko. Nuna mong pinakamakni, kagawa may sutuksawa kayo. Kayo saga, ako yung iskasoto nga, lis magsamti ng tazi nga ni kiyaktas. Tana, tawat, kung kuta ang linakulo ta kiyakta kao. Lingatal, awang isaktok sa mga yakona. Ibu nak aku nak kenyu yuk penateng sak penateng a kiyak tekayu wata kiyak tek penateng. Utko ngiyak penangane bayang penangane tawa kenyu yuk kat kayu. Tawa sak. Inko nama nta aku nak asli ngak saga mangtal ngan nga abang sak toka salah. Salah ulu kuatir ulu kayu kangat mana kenyu yus. Mat na 1914 may kunyik ko ako. Sibong ak niliyo kwas kani. Kunyik ko ako at ukanit sa kalutang pingayin ng lulu ulay mukil ay kertira. kunyekwa. Abu gelutang ilang ayuhtam, ilang asibunga. 1914 menaleyo kwa kunyekwa. Ngam tawani kwa ngato kunyekwa kto. Ngatal kunyemat kama. Tawan nunalu yakpito kunyek. Aniyag masuta. Chicken now on Chamabok. A new knock. It's a cock and less can attack Nakakota, no knocks up for him. Nunama. You wouldn't come up to Ne Uncos near Kayova. Nunal go yakpeto. The word sharp. Matna Kreskama. You want home come up to Ne Biakpenigo, Nadal. Qua Kayoma condes Maxitamahamena Volgan Pioano. Ila was out. In Konamana, Nunak foot man, Clerk. Tawat lema matna Sangam tak, no yuk tak and could summon a pass of clock or clerk or na. Nunanga Nunavot pinak. Concuta martin save and talk the cane. So yuk. Tazing an air and leak. Lazy mark of water. Siwan sakat lelak tosa at lingatal. Lelak tosa at lagoy al red. Ayo mera, nagaloko siwan. Mat na ilu ngoy al red siwan sak piwak na sukt kak samang piyak ka na nungon tako. Tawad itap tukot kayo panam ta samang piyak ka na ne kayo tukot buyok sa go. Mat tawa tema nunalu naksa kusi tawa. Kwa sibung ak sibuk met klungo suting tawat na. Pine khaling mi tingas. Agresa. Kwa mat yu na tagil re. Mabra nunam lik. Kayuk sak toa. Aba kutam nun kingo liram nun kabuk toa nunatuk. Biak sex soon get up with Avakota. Biak had no lure of sex, little rain, tacon. Nunangako. Biak nahal. Nakwot biak nakwask. The watering in a pinakma, lure of a young, so cozy you and I, Yokata. A cum, a cozy, a stroke, a mess, a carton of mine.
Thank you, sir. It's so hard to translate what the elders always say, but what Jimmy Tooley was talking about was that he was first born at Gambell, and that when he first started learning to remember, everybody was living by the elder standards. Elders were the decision makers. Elders were the one that decides the changes and whatnot. And during those years, they took care of the waters. I guess what he meant by waters was the Bering Sea, because that's where all our subsistence values were based on, getting the food from water. And with the coming of land claims, everything became hard for them to understand. And in the earlier years, people had their own territorial grounds, hunting areas. And in those years, there, just like Roger said, that there were a lot of people on this island. And today, that we are the leftover of that generation. And that he and another person was always invited and were the guidance, I guess you might say, the guidance counselor to the IRA council and the corporation when they talk about lands and whatnot, concerning land values. And in the earlier years, that there was no sickness, illness of any kind, and they were living without fears. And the only time that they ever got sick or got the flu was when Siberians or outsiders, whalers, come and visit our lands, village.
and reindeer herding. He talked about reindeer herding and that there were used to be reindeer lands. And everybody, those reindeer lands were belong at one time to his clan. And that Sibunga was built, it was just a reindeer camp at one time, but it was built in 1914 and became a village. And he wants to know why the outsiders are trying to take their lands, our lands, and that rules by the elders were always a big, but they carry a big stick. And he thought that he was always happy to see when the two communities meet like this, when something important arises. And that he also talked about caring for the future generation to come, the children of today, that he's worried about them and that he would like to see something done for those children. I guess that's what he basically talked about.
Thank you.
My name is Elvin Ningyu. I'm a sophomore in high school. I'm from Gamble. I have a short question concerning enrollment. Because of ANCSA procedures, I am enrolled at another regional corporation. It makes it hard for me because I am a Gamble resident. I wish to be included to Sivokok Incorporated, but because of ANCSA requirements, I cannot do so. Why has ANCSA taken me away from my own people, even though I am a Gamble resident? So is there by any chance for people to transfer them to a different corporation?
Well, do you want to repeat the question and then I'll answer?
Pardon?
Should I answer the question or do you want to? Well, if the roles are opened for the children born since 1971 to be enrolled, then that would be a good time to allow people who were enrolled to the wrong corporation to be re-enrolled to the proper corporation. And everybody wants to make sure those children who were left out are included. So however it's done, it seems to me that would be the best time to look after cases like yours.
Okay, thank you.
Ilang enta kon.
Can you leave us your written?
Ilang e pinla kon na enrollment requirement at bigalret da kota dawava corporation mo enroll kat dam kingungan ng after certain year kingungan ng asan nuksah kana nila yakalret dah incorporation mo. Alvin ma. Apshap what it to ilang it non corporation in an enroll ka kumta natin vro na yarasta corporation nam nun wangkut nkam so ilata sangan Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act ikita nga huang ay yulgutum na.
I'm Nathan from Sivunga. La lorong kada kaitung a kuzi pimunga. Sivokak. Sangami Sivokawa. Wankuta pamta atamta late straga. Sivokak yanam to uloko mamma samak and Sivoloko. Kekan slaka. Nka matak Sivokak. Nakpungo zimon nakalik slag and nadas nakaliloko nikaktika. Pit sei alone kwa konun pit sei aloko nkoloko nikaktika. Tana nukna ta ya nukngata yakkakmuq siwulngatalla unangneer vegati takluke in nukaknaqqeqita tawat sarputuorlngatalla in kuna nqikkat qatuke kingumunuqavga triqusarnu yaqutangana ngatalla tawavga pillaqqamuna nukneri yaqup siwununa tuunikkumtiqo avaang ituquta nqneer vegeellaqqin тимгэ пакэхтэхлэгэлгэйкут таанангу акузи тхака такста халу какузинга кина акузи юне
Nathan Nungu talked about how Gamble got its name Sivuokok. All the myths in the past related that Sivuokok means squeezing out the water from. And it is said that the Creator took land from the water and squeezed the water out of it and placed it on the middle of Bering Sea. And that is how myths and legends have it that is how Gamble was built. And he talked about subsistence values. He mentioned that our hunting areas, that we should take care of these hunting areas, that these are the areas that we get our food from. And if we put trash and waste and whatnot around these areas, that in the future years, that food will not come to these areas, and it will be hard times for the people of the island. And he is grateful that he had a chance to give his testimony today.
Thank you, sir.
Tamana yalu tatagil reina, nutan huavu ilatun. Hot kata uyak. Tamna wakhta. I'm Jack Antam. Luna mung binak ningat ki huanga sumali utreina huavu. Ilang ang lesi maka nga ang ayokapim ni ang limang ilangong. Lesi maka taan asus ka. Tulin kutroyon kutwata ka hikwane. Ima kusit ka kakapuyiwa ka. Luna mo na ati kusawa kalgit Ихт милан исангат силуу мууи паатартаақкан гинкут итерлуутан уумлу атаанган анангайо таа волеш макхан ин таақун пинаақшаақкан итлхит талурам китикай ухаалук тауат нагоокаагунга скана кенақаклунга Ningyoka kayusi naknamang ningyokta ka ngayokak niluko biyak ka. Ingayon ni Kung Kuta. Ang mga sok nakaslakwang. Tawagin ko itong gabi na kayo at malik sa aluke. Nakakito mo na pikpunan na iligan na lakan ko ay lasong uta Kung Kuta to. Ang tako na. Sangwa tamah kami rege ngam tawa bak ayok rege na ikayo nun tamah bak siyong kami kiyakt la kong itatak kami ko sipilang ilang ako na gumayot nako Сапхоми онгоши нэхэд нэн Скэй гонжунга тавида кахканин кут Каюхтар маани агнэй гулгэйнгу Нгаам кинулэ хапат Тау хлагрилу Тахкана пияхка каталгана пиях Игэри гулка шахкат Спышини талюх Апхапа. Кино ю ватам ракхватан вахпнан сангаха. Сегаталгэнга. Такут афлинга кисты кыхкапут матин тулле. Тана илёва касуюк. Фанкунгну юклик. Нкаама. Там кинуа нэн хобамон маатн. Лэси ма кутама. Хуанга пинка пикэнгэн гэнэгэ татаакут. Скэхкут. Нкоа ма таасистун тауатн лааган тахунну наа токсуне. Пинэхтук. Накал ngаатали таку пиксакаангат. Кэннэк уваане. Синэкхэрме. Ксугю хуаамуна ток. Айоққықаңыр. Маатына аңияқына ибағалуқу ған бияғышқаңыр. Тауатына ғынғияқуме ұнтақын бенігін айалығы. Кингулі қапытута құтағылығы. Хуанқута нәкіхті қшоқымта ұртығы бұра сасқағыранығыз күхуд. Таана. Таанан оқуангасна ваасиқа қамахлук испасинанлу унаатарнеэл қулууни тамаананиэрвик. Аваангэтунга тауатангэнақпинаақунга илан каллуписқалхуик.
His name is Jack Antami, and the thing that he, and a couple of things that he talked about mainly were land values and subsistence values. In land values, he is really concerned that children born after 71 should be included as part of the people, not in terms of ANCSA. In subsistence values, he talked about getting food from the sea was their main thing in the past. Food distribution was equal to everybody. And he gave some examples that when he went out hunting and that he didn't get anything, that he relied upon his relatives, naming few from the crowd here, that they would go to those people if they got any food, then they would in return get food from them. And he is also in favor of transferal of lands to the IRA council. And he strongly supports the subsistence values that our people have been carrying on in the past. And that's what he said in general.
Thank you, sir.
I would like to give, my name is Muffy Aya. First, I'd like to give you a little history of myself. I was not born and raised on St. Lawrence Island. I married a man from Savunga, and his last name was Aya. I'd like to welcome you and the people in Savunga. Our hearts are with you, and the message that we carry, we want you to carry back for us. I am a shareholder in Savunga Native Corporation, and I'm speaking only as a shareholder. ANSCA was passed when I was 24 years old. At that time, I had two sons already born. I was a working mother, a part-time housewife, and a full-time spouse. During those days, women's lib was already happening, but not in the villages, because we are more remote, and social changes don't happen that fast in villages. This is a fact. What I'm trying to say is, my life was going through married life, and I couldn't get involved with the issues on ANSCA. A lot of people still feel this way about not getting involved because I hear my own local people asking me, what's this about 1991? Everyone needs to get involved. Men, women, and children will not be classified in 1991 as men, women, and children, but as shareholders. That's why it's important for all to pool heads together to make ANSCA work for us and not against us. The aspirations of ANSCA were good ones, but the majority of the people who were involved with it are gone. Whenever a situation changes hands, the good old intentions are forgotten, and the spirit of the fight or the cause is not as strong. Here is how ANSCA has affected me. Before 1971, I was living in a world of subsistence, caring only for my family and relations I was living with, being a working mother whenever a job was opened, and just living without political involvements, in other words, a simple life. Now that I work, we, my husband and I, are more politically involved. My husband has less time for subsistence. That's probably due to Reaganomics. I spend less time with my family due to myself working. I'm also a time-pressured mother and totally robotic person. In other words, a complicated life. Our corporation is very slow with any decision making, and they still are. Now more than 10 years have passed since the Claims Act. We are beginning to be more sure-footed and speedier decisions and a little more confident than when we first began. It was up to an individual to enroll in his or her region and village. Not all of the people who were born in Savunga are our shareholders. At first, this wasn't a concern because there were other pressing decisions to be made. What I see now is that shareholders are beginning to realize not all who were born in Savunga are not our shareholders. This is going to create personal and emotional problems. If we as shareholders from that particular village do not make policies delicately and effective. What I'm saying is family ties in the villages are very strong. We as local people from that village didn't have to deal with this problem. Now we do. Through my eyes, some people do not know that the municipalities have to approach our native corporation on anything that deals with land. This is another thing that as native peoples, we don't have to worry about. As for St. Lawrence Island, our land status is different because, first of all, we are a reserve. Second, we are tenants in common. Third, we didn't receive any monies. Fourth, we own surface and subsurface rights of the land. We, as shareholders, are making different policies than the other village corporations. We want to ensure that we are making policies for the best of our shareholders. The corporation has to walk very lightly because for the first time, they have to be careful not to make the wrong legal decision and not have to have any loopholes. These are realities. In this transition, we want to be sure that all shareholders will be legally secure. What I mean is, say 20 to 30 years from now, when I'm passed away or in my old age, that we don't have any legal challenges because of one little detail that wasn't taken care of. I will tell you now that the majority of the native people, they're not connivers and would not legally challenge their corporation. But I'm afraid of the possibility that this can happen in 20 to 30 years from now. We need to make sure of all legal loopholes. I know that we will not be able to be safe from lawsuits, but we need to do the ones that can hurt us the most. I, as a shareholder, encourage a safeguard for our shareholders who will want to sell their stock in 1991. I do hope that the family will buy from whomever in their family is selling the stock. If the family cannot, I encourage the Native Corporation to buy the stock. Hopefully this will be done by an amendment in their Articles of Incorporation and done before 1991. I have to be told straight and forwardly of the risk I lose if I chose to sell my stock in 1991. I'm not going to sell my stock, but does that mean, one, I will be treated as an outsider, two, pay an entry fee and or a lease for my house from the corporation when I've been living there for nothing before, three, pay a land crossing permit for subsistence purposes or if I want to go camping.